the blueprint for rejoicing. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10. Notice firstly the calendar of rejoicing, the quantity of rejoicing. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Philippians chapter 3 verse 1 and Philippians chapter 4 verse 4. And always remember, it was in this same Philippi that Paul was imprisoned. Suffering should not ever dampen our rejoicing, but rather stoke it up. Secondly, the calculation of rejoicing. There is joy and gladness in our rejoicing. We should overflow and keep bubbling up and bubbling over with the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. Thirdly, the character of rejoicing. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Psalm 84, verse 11 and verse 12. Praise should always take the lead in Christian rejoicing. Notice, fourthly, the continuation of rejoicing. It must be stoked by praise, which must be in our mouth continually. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Psalm 34, verses 1 to 3. Note carefully, fifthly, the covenant of rejoicing. Go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell, and get gain. For as ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. James chapter 4, verses 13 to 17. Mark sixthly, the conquest of rejoicing. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Psalm 30, verse 3. And finally, the coronation of rejoicing. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Acts chapter 16, verse 31.